that the swaddling was burned not for cleanliness, but as an exorcism. Herbalists whispered that palace servants had come seeking wormwood, dried toad skin, and black stones. One seller vanished, leaving behind a single phrase carved into his shop wall. "She is no longer human." The queen's skin began to peel away in patches. A maid who entered once to change her wrappings could not speak for 3 days, and afterward took vows of silence at the Abbey of Saint-Gilles. In later testimony, she said the queen's face looked like cloth stained through with dark patches. Something moved beneath the skin. The mouth shaped words, but no sound came. The council met in the small hall without the archbishop. For the first time in 2 centuries, they considered declaring the monarch dead without an official act. The Duke of Anjou demanded it be written plainly: "The flesh has lost its human shape." That same day, a delegation from Avignon, unofficial envoys of the Pope, arrived. They were refused entry to the palace grounds, but left a sealed letter at the gates. If the curse was confirmed, the queen's remains could never rest in consecrated soil. This meant she would be barred from the royal crypt forever. Just after midnight on the 12th day of the 3rd month, palace guards rushed into the council chamber. One sentry at the sealed doors had gone mad, tearing at his own hair and screaming that the walls were breathing. Another, Pierre Lenoir, tried to strike the door with his sword, insisting that someone was walking inside. Later, a dark stain, like melted wax or congealed blood, was found on the wall beside him. In the morning, 4 men entered the queen's chamber. Their faces and hands were wrapped in cloth. They carried incense burners and a single lantern. The queen lay as before, but the mattress beneath her had collapsed as though it had dissolved. The sheets clung to her skin. Her left thigh was exposed, a gaping hole splitting the flesh, dark cracks branching out like the bark of a dead tree. Her garments were soaked. No one knew with what. In the corner of the room lay a swaddling cloth. No one knew how it had returned. Everything connected to the child had been destroyed on the first day. It was stiff with dried mucus and blood. One monk stepped forward to pray but collapsed mid-verse, his eyes rolling back.